your host, Lauren Frey, and we're here with our special guest host, Leandro.
Good.
How's it going?
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you for
Happy
coming.
It was a pop-up invite, but I'm super excited. It's my first kind of, I guess, big radio hosting, I guess. But
yeah, I mean, you have your own podcast, The Enlightened Millennial.
The Enlightened Millennial, yeah. It started with a good friend of mine. But this is, I mean, our setup, if I don't know, nobody can see behind the scenes here, but this is so pro. Like, we do everything, like grassroots.
Thanks. You guys have, it looks very professional, though. I mean, it looks like a Gary Vee podcast. It really does.
Preddy would love to hear that. But yes, we do try hard. We do, you know, take time to do the content and do the editing and make sure we're active on all socials, which is a job by itself. But it's fun, you know. It's nice to leave PC behind in some way, you know.
Yeah, no, totally. I actually remember I saw it on the Discover page.
You told me about that.
Yeah, sometime last year. And I was like, wow, these guys are really hardcore. Because the part I saw was, I think it was your partner talking about how being an entrepreneur, grinding. He's like, yeah, some nights I sleep in the car, go to the gym, go back to work. I'm just grinding. Like, that's all you do. And that's pretty hardcore.
I think that even he was grinding, looking up the right hashtag to show up on the Explorer page.
Smart,
The hashtag game is real, too.
Oh, yeah, the SEO. I got you.
No. No, yeah.
Awesome. And we're also here with Alex from Your CBD Store, which is in Worcester. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you. So we have a few things kind of just to catch up on from last week. Well, first, Hillary, I know if you're watching out there, I hope you feel better.
We miss you here.
We miss you. And Jimmy, he's in Jamaica enjoying life with Wu-Tang Clan. So they're doing...
Not bad.
Yeah.
My son, bring it back, please. Yeah, well, actually,
no, please.
We haven't been doing so bad here.
It's been really nice. It's been like 70 degrees.
People are happy again.
Yeah.
Mass holes tuned down a little bit. No more mass holes.
Yeah. But you know what's turning up?
Ooh, tell us.
You know, COVID.
Oof.
Budweiser virus.
I think, I don't know.
What are your guys' takes on it?
I told John, I was telling him, I was like, I think it's a scam. But again, you can also never be too careful. Wash your hands, of course, but remember what we were talking earlier about, there's like consistently every 2-4 years whatever during some type of election or political thing. I mean, I don't know, this is me. I'm no expert. But
are you a conspiracy theorist?
No, neither. I don't know. I just wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands. You're not going to be able to attend NECAN Boston now because that got canceled. That's going to be moved hopefully to the fall, unfortunately. And then also our friends, Philip Wolf from the Cannabis Wedding Expo, had to reschedule the wedding expo for Las Vegas and Denver, Colorado, which is a bummer. But at least maybe I can attend it this time and get a ticket.
Do more planning.
Yeah, exactly. But what else? Oh, I saw a post too from my friend Joanne from Plan C Now. So instead of sharing joints or pipes, Bogart your joint and share
that?
The light.
Bogart, what's Bogart?
I actually had to look it up too, but Bogart means to selfishly hog something.
Mm.
So and now it can be used for anything, like stop Bogarting the water. But yeah,
stop hogging the water.
Yeah. But yeah, hog your joint. Don't share with anybody. Hog your CBD joints.
Definitely.
Don't share.
More reason to keep it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Check her out. And then also check out the Mommy Jane, who also said too, something about, don't share the joint, share the light. Yeah.
Love it. Share the light.
Yeah. So let's just kind of dig into Leandro for a little bit.
Yeah. So where to start? I'm here representing a Flickr Lighter, Flickr World. If you want to give us a follow on Instagram.
And that's not spelled like Flickr. It's spelled
FLKRWRLD on Instagram. Sorry, I keep forgetting that. People who are listening to us, they can't see us. Flickr, so we, my co-founder, myself, John, we created what's called the Flickr Lighter. And the best way to describe it is if I ask you if you remember the fidget spinner, which was a huge hit back in 2017, I think it was summer.
Yeah.
And of course, we all kind of know the fidget spinner, right?
I love the fidget spinner.
And we all know what a lighter is, obviously.
What's a lighter?
What a lighter is, right? So imagine if you had the perfect marriage of the two.
Beautiful. For those of you that are listening, you're going to have to check out the Facebook video, check out their Instagram, so you can really see this amazing device.
Can't really zoom in, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't zoom in, but it's super neat. It's been a little sleeve.
It's been a ride. I mean, it's a lot. I don't even know where to start, really. But it's been just exciting creating something from scratch. It's always been kind of my dream to create something.
Yeah.
You know, I think as humans, we all want to. We're all creators in our own way. And it's just nice to be able to work on a project that you're passionate about, and
totally.
You know, you're making people happy. You know, you probably know, Alex. But you know, check us out. We launched in September, and we're gonna have a hard launch in April, if all goes well.
Nice, 420.
Let's hope so. That'd be crazy. That'd be something destined.
The month of 420. Yeah. Now, you've definitely made updates to these, because before this middle part wasn't.
Oh yeah,
it was brutal.
Yeah. So
they'd pop out sometimes. Now these ones are bulletproof.
Yep.
They can drop.
Locked and loaded.
Yeah.
So last year when we were at the NECAN, we met. That was the first time attending, I think, any cannabis event or conference. And
really?
Yeah. Last year NECAN was the first time ever, at least for me.
Nice.
And you know, we just met tons of cool people, and we had, at that time, we had this old prototype, which is like this bulky, like looking thing. And they were like, oh yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of cool. I see where you want to go with it.
Yeah.
And then we had another one where the bearings were actually built into the lighter itself.
Interesting.
So that was our version one. And people were like, why are you recreating the wheel? Why don't you just kind of make a case? And we're like, well, we exactly have that. So we had that in our back pocket, and they were like, yeah, this could really go somewhere. Talk to us when you're a little bit further ahead. So fast forward a year, and you know, we're making big moves, white labeling, possibly. We of course, branding,
dispensaries.
Stay in touch, of course.
Yeah.
Branding is still up in the air, but I mean, with branding, it's always like you cannot be too emotional about your product, because at any point it can bust, or it's not. Your product is only as nice as your market says it is.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't like it, then you're like, all right, well, I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this. How dare you not like it? And that's the emotional part of it. You should overlook that, and not be afraid to call it quits. But people love it. I mean, so people seem to really,
yeah, huge fan. Yeah. Manny loves it. Manny just got his new one.
He just got his new one too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah. So it's been a ride. Let's see what 2020 has in store for us.
Yeah, no, excellent. Yeah. And I know you guys have new colors now, and
These first ones are the first 3D printed ones. So
I've seen black, I've seen white, I've seen the blue before.
The black ones are our standard, but the official, you know, injection molded ones will be, I think, black with red caps. That's what this looks like. It's leaning towards.
Nice. That'll be sharp.
I think it'll look clean. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to everybody's feedback. And again, white labeling. And if you know someone who has a smoke shop or a retail store, happy to talk.
Yeah. No, I can see cannabis influencers having these like types of products on their website.
Oh, speaking about that, we actually found a competitor.
Oh.
Out of all, I don't know if I can say the name. Why not?
No.
It's I'll shout him out. I mean, I believe in healthy competition. I believe in co-opetition, where you can join forces with someone to capture a bigger share. But unfortunately, they reach out to us kind of, you know, in a hostile manner. So, anyways, I'll forget about that.
Yeah,
what they are, they are a clamp. They clamp onto the actual lighter. So whereas we are a sleeve, and we have more real estate to brand it for your own company, they just simply have a clamp. And when we first, our first post on Instagram ever was on Flickr World. That's what our initial name. And we changed it to Flickr Lighter because it's a lighter. But when we posted on Flickr World, we found out that their name is Flick World.
Oh.
Can you imagine how close? What are the chances? And they're based on the West Coast.
All right.
So it's kind of like, you know, Lakers versus Celtics.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I like that. Very interesting. Nice. Well, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you do a couple other things as well, right?
Yeah. So I work part-time at the Encore Casino.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
I'm a server at one of the restaurants. Beautiful hotel. And that's the thing about creating. When I work there, I'm like, this is such an amazing place. Someone created this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's nice.
It's a cool experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
You created many experiences for people to have there.
Yeah, and I was like, why can't I create something like that as well? Mm-hmm. You know, it's always an underlying I'm like, this is cool to work here, but I would also like to create something great.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm there on the weekends, and I'm a server at one of the restaurants. And then during the week, I have a moving business that I do with me and my friends, and we just help people move, micro moving, smaller moves.
It's called micro moving.
Micro moving solutions. That's what it's called.
And where is it based out of?
Based out of Somerville.
Nice, awesome.
Somerville. I love Somerville.
So how far will you guys go? Will you come to Worcester if you're so smooth? Reach
Depending on the assignment. Nice. Depending on the assignment. I like to stay local, Camberville, as I like to call it, and Greater Boston. And Worcester, if I know you, I'll come out for you. I'll come help you out.
Nice. Yeah. All right, cool. Keep that in mind, folks.
Yeah.
Let them know that you heard them on Unity Radio as well.
Uni Radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What else?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. So you were talking about Nikan, and I mean, you guys have omnipresence in the industry everywhere. So
is that true?
You really do.
Do you hear a name often, or?
I do, and it's very, you're kind of mythical.
Really?
Where they're like, oh, the kids with the, it's like a fidget spinner, but it's a lighter.
Okay.
You guys are at all the events. I mean, I'd always see John at Elevate and see you popping up.
True. That's kind of cool. I like how they,
young, yeah.
Say young forever, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but it's cool to see what the industry here has turned into, because I grew up partially in the Netherlands where pot has been tolerated. It's not legal. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of rules and regs, but it's tolerated. So there are crazy rules that just don't make sense, but it somehow works. The system works. And if you smoke weed there, they smoke spliff, so they mix it with tobacco. Mm-hmm. If you are considered a pothead in Holland, then you kind of seem like a junkie, like a bum. I mean,
if you only smoke marijuana with no tobacco, you're a pothead and you're a bum.
If you're a pothead, you're a bum there. Like, you don't do much with your life. That's the stigma.
People don't smoke there, or people
smoke there, but I think on average people smoke more cigarettes there.
Huh.
Yeah.
The Europeans love cigarettes.
They love the cigarette. I don't know.
It's
true. It's
a
social thing.
That's a thing.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely. It's a social thing. It's always coffee and cigarette. I went to university in the Netherlands, and everybody was like, "Oh, coffee, cigarette. See, coffee, you cigarette."
Have you seen the Nick Kroll skit? We're talking about European.
No,
I'll share it with you guys. Okay, it's funny. Okay. It's really funny.
I've not seen it.
I don't want to say it now.
But just seeing how it went, like growing up with that in that environment, and walking into what you there. And you see how you buy it there, and then compare. Now, the U.S. is making it work, and you walk into what's called dispensaries here, and everything is just so clinical and just so service oriented. It's like, hi, welcome to X and X, and look at all our strains and all this stuff, and it's just nice to see that. But I just but the biggest question in my mind is like, how did the Dutch sit on this for decades? How come they didn't create a system out of this?
That's really true.
Why didn't they capitalize on it?
Beats me. I have no. Maybe that's what works for them.
They should have had CBD tinctures a long time ago.
That's very true.
You can go to Holland. To Holland. Say it one more time.
Prohibition.
Prohibition. Yeah. Prohibition.
That's what it was.
Interesting. So I'm guessing they don't have edibles at the coffee shops.
They do.
No way.
Space cake.
But no, not what's like a space cake?
Space cake is like a
Rice Krispie bar.
I think now it's a general term for an edible, but. Traditionally, it's a brownie with with buds, or with THC at least.
Ah, interesting.
So,
very cool.
The U.S. is I mean, I was asking you guys earlier if you've been to the West Coast or at least to the southwestern part, and it seems like they have a much bigger step ahead than Massachusetts. You know,
I mean, when I went to Vegas, they have dispensaries everywhere. Every single taxi has dispensaries stuff. Like, did you guys go to MJ BizCon?
No, we did not. No. We visited some of the big name dispensaries, Planet 13.
Yeah, I wanted to go there, but it sounds too crazy.
Have
honestly,
you been? No, I have not.
Planet, it's like a.
They have a Starbucks in there, right?
Or something like that.
Someone
like
said
mall.
They had a Starbucks. They have a like a brewery there or something.
Yeah.
It's the largest one for square footage, but that's because they have these little other things in them. But
yeah, they have. Huge glass, and then this is like almost look like a the research lab, but you can see the what do you call them, researchers or
like the formulation specialists or the people that are the extract lab,
or all they're just wearing the white suits,
yeah, everyone that's like formulating has to wear like the like everything. They have to have masks, hair nets.
You see that process? That's cool.
That's pretty cool. Amazing that they have experience.
Yeah.
So it's not even on TV. You can literally look in the glass.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's you see cool. what they're
Tap,
doing.
Say hi.
You're like, stop looking at me.
Nice.
Look. Hamsters, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little goldfish.
Yeah. So that was nice. Planet 13.
Very
and
cool.
Then, there's another one called Reef.
I've heard Reef is like the biggest, baddest, best one over there.
Yeah, they're fierce competitors. They're located right across the street from each other, and they. But it's a different feel when you walk in. I think we thought that Reef would was more like retail based, and they would have like really cool products. Mm. And Planet 13 was more like experience based.
Yeah.
So it's you know best of both worlds.
Yeah. What's the coolest product that you've gotten so far?
Product? I'm not really much. To be honest, I'm not much of a product. Product, you know,
product
consumer.
Oh.
What I do like, I do use daily is it's a what is it? The Mason grinder jar.
Oh
so
yeah.
You know that blue? You've probably seen it at.
What's it called?
It's really cool.
It's called a Mason grinder. It's if you have a Mason jar and it's like just the mouth of it, you take the metal part off the jar, put the blue mouth on, and then you screw it back with the other metal part, and then you just grind the weed in it, and it just now you have a forever living jar.
That's cool.
I've
seen those at expos. Those are pretty cool.
I love the Mason grinder jar.
Yeah.
Good guys.
Yeah. Oh, you've met them?
Yeah.
Are they local?
Yes. I think Rhode Island local, though.
Nice.
Or maybe still Mass. I'm not 100% sure. But they're local.
Very cool. Very awesome. Well, we're going to get to some CBD products and some new stuff that's going on here in Worcester with Alex after the break.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so please stay tuned, and you've been listening to Cannabis 101 on Uni Radio, Worcester's Community Connection. Thank you.
Cell phone. We need to talk about something serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Unity Radio is streaming at WUTY979FM.org. We'd like to thank our listeners and supporters.
Martin Tire and Auto Repair of Worcester, family owned and operated since 1934. For more information, visit MartinTireAutoRepair.com. The UPS Store of Worcester, offering shipping, packaging, and printing. And Eddie's Flooring America, Worcester County's oldest flooring store. Family owned and operated for over 60 years. For more information, visit eddiesflooringamerica.com.
Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection.
Hi, I'm Ernie Floyd, founder and executive director of Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection. Unity Radio was created to be utilized as a voice for the Worcester community. In addition, Unity Radio's efforts include creating digital inclusion and provide media services to our community organizations. Thank you to our underwriters, supporters, and you, our listeners. Unity Radio will continue to use participatory radio as a tool to effect change in our communities. As we begin to change, we seek to improve. Unity Radio 102.9 FM has moved to 97.9 FM and streaming at unityradioma.org. Your support has been our success. I'm Ernie Floyd, founder and executive director of Unity Radio, and on behalf of everyone at Unity Radio, I thank you. Unity 979 FM, Worcester's Community Connection.
And welcome back to Cannabis 101 on Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection on 979 FM. I'm your host, Lauren Prey, and we're here with our guest host, Leandro, and also Alex from your CBD store in Worcester.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, hey.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming down. How's it going?
It's going well. We started Your CBD Store Worcester about almost 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to bring something new to the table.
Mm-hmm.
We hear about vape shops. We hear about gas stations that sell CBD. But to have a location where we specialize in it, go over education.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is you can go in there, understand why CBD works, understand how dosages work, because you hear all the time people buy it from online, and
yeah.
when you look at their vials, they'll open it up and they go, I don't know what to take. I'm gonna take a whole dropper. Exactly.
Yeah.
And they don't understand what milligrams are and how many they're taking. So the idea was to give people an opportunity to learn about it before they even walk out of the shop.
Yeah, no, sounds that's like excellent. Yeah.
Sounds like me. I was like that too.
Yes.
I had no clue what CBD was, or still have a vague idea of what it is. But yeah, happy to hear more about share knowledge more about it, you know.
So of course, the idea is to try to there's that negative tension where some people don't want to smoke cannabis, or mm-hmm. they don't want to smoke marijuana, so they automatically associate CBD with it when they don't understand that there's two different plants.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So while yes, it is the cannabis family, they are two different plants and they serve two different purposes. So
yeah, is that a huge issue that you've kind of run into with marketing and reaching out to people? Or
it makes marketing slightly difficult. There's things you can't do. You can't boost post on Facebook.
Of course.
And that's a pretty big market considering the clientele that comes to a store like ours. So,
sure.
You know, you have a more mature audience walking in. So seeing it on Facebook firsthand where they're sharing their posts with their loved ones and,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and family members so they can see, oh, there's a CBD store.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have daily
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because awesome. We want to give you a consultation. And quite honestly, it's fast acting products. So by the time we're probably 5-10 minutes into our spiel, you're feeling effects, you know.
That's awesome.
And that's the beauty about it. But you'd be surprised, you have people that walk in and they're like, hey, I seen free samples on the door, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And at that point you go, oh, what are you using it for? And they go, to get high. And it's like, that's not what type of business we have here. So it's that idea.
Still educating. No, I love that. Absolutely. I saw on your Facebook that you post videos of yourself in the store showing people the products and educating people as well, which is awesome when you're saying people and their loved ones are looking on Facebook. So it's a trusted source. You know who you're going to go see.
Correct.
It's Alex right here. Like, that's awesome. No, I love that. So very cool.
Thank you.
Very smart marketing too.
I think it also serves a purpose with the idea that I'm from Worcester, or mm-hmm. I've been in Worcester for a long period of time. So
yeah.
I think I'm reaching about 13 years now. So it's not someone... some Joe Schmo from out of the city that's just selling product and then running away. No, it's the idea is we want to build that loyalty and that customer base. So it's nice to go at night and you decide you want to go out for a drink or something and you're the CBD guy.
Yeah.
So that recognition is mm-hmm. growing, which is really cool.
That's cool. So it is ending the stigma in a way, right? You're
little
the CBD guy. You
yes.
are the guy that he's not a drug dealer. He is the CBD guy. He's the health and wellness and will provide anti-inflammatory products for you. It's amazing.
Yes.
Very cool.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
So I do have some products I brought in today just to kind of share with everyone and give you like a better understanding. So, but before I dive into that, should I maybe go over the idea of CBD and your...
Yes, please. Okay. Yes, please educate us.
Absolutely. So every mammal has what's known as an endocannabinoid system. It's the largest system in your body, runs parallel from your nervous system. And you naturally produce cannabinoids. What I share at my store is, for layman's terms, the idea is to regulate your body. It's to bring balance to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of us don't produce enough cannabinoids, or maybe produce too much, and we're not using that system efficiently. So although we are using it on a daily basis, I believe the most common cannabinoid is actually found in breast milk, just to give you an example.
Really?
No way. What is it?
I forget the name of it, but it's something you can look up.
Very cool. All right. Cannabinoid breast milk.
So cannabis, or, you know, industrial hemp, contains over 100 cannabinoids. So now we're identifying, while we're not great at producing it, we can get this as an external source.
Yes.
So the idea is to take CBD in order to bring that balance back to your body. So that's the beauty about it. So people come in with all sorts of different reasonings, and they find comfort very, I would say, fairly fast. I would say some people it's about 5 to 15 minutes. Other people, sometimes it's instant, you know. So we do have tinctures at our store. These are the sublinguals, and I'll pass these around so you guys can check them out for yourself. Water solubles are pretty popular because some people don't want to put drops underneath their tongue and then hold it for 60 to 90 seconds. You can just put that in your beverage, and you can just drink it.
Yeah, that water solubles, the whole new rage right now. It's awesome.
It's huge.
What's the difference between these two?
One's faster acting, the other one's longer lasting.
So
water solubles, faster acting, because it's the smaller nanoparticle.
That's exactly what it is.
All right, awesome. Yeah.
I've heard about CBG before. I see that here.
Oh, there's CBG in the, which
absolutely
one?
On both of them. So broad spectrum, they use the entire industrial hemp plant, but they put it through another extraction process to remove the THC from it. So if you notice on the side of it, you'll see non-detectable levels of THC in it.
Wow, very cool.
SunMed.
Yeah, no, I mean, these have like QR codes on it, which is awesome to get a product that has a QR code on it. You scan it, you see the COA, the certificate of analysis. You can check the heavy metals, the pesticides. You can make sure that the product that you're consuming isn't non-compliant, that it's healthy for your body, and just knowing that, having that in the back of your mind as well, that's really awesome.
The idea behind it is all natural, all organic. So everything we do with SunMed, I only sell one line, but let's be honest, if you ever walked into a store, what's one of the things you'll question? What's the best product you have? Just in general, what's the best product you have? That's what you want. So I carry the best line overall. So every product we carry in the store does have a QR code. It allows you to review those lab results. So when I tell people we monitor everything from soil to oil, it seemed
truly,
like the right
yeah.
choice out of any type of CBD shops. You hear about them all the time. People carry all sorts of different CBD products. But at that point, I felt like, what was the purpose, you know?
How long have you been doing it for?
Six months almost.
You're like a seasoned vet, though.
Thank you very much.
Very polished, and you know everything about it.
That's the idea. You know, it's the, if you're going to specialize in it, I believe you should know as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we opened, our grand opening was September 25th.
Nice.
And then since then, we've just, we try to post everywhere. So part of the entrepreneurship, which I tip my hat to you, it's difficult because it's kind of like someone that you're trying to get a Christmas gift for, and they tell you to get anything. Let's be honest.
That's a good analogy.
And
like
that idea is like, well, what's anything? You don't really know what everything is or anything.
Yeah.
So when you do go into business, it's like, where do you start? And the idea is you want to blast yourself everywhere. So within the last 6 months, I could truly say I try to encourage anyone that's going into that entrepreneurship to just do everything you can so they recognize you because you are the brand.
I agree with that 100%.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Sorry, I made you lose your train of
thought. I could respond on so many of those points, but you are your own brand the first couple months. And another thought I had was there's an app called Supplement Snoop. And it's a company that they review every single supplement products, and I don't know, I'm just thinking, and I don't know if they cover CBD products, or, you know, if they could, because everything that goes through them is like verified and all that. I don't know if you can get on it, or I just saw the link, I guess.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that.
I'll send you the link because I'm gonna check them out too.
And you're growing, I take it, right?
We are growing. I have an affiliate that opened in West Boylston, so the store just opened not even a week ago at March 1st. I have another affiliate in Florida that's open in Sunrise.
Florida.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
So the brand itself, the beauty behind it is SunMed is our product. Your CBD store, I mean, you can't fail to miss that, right? You search it up on Google. What are you going to look for? A vape shop or something that says your CBD store.
Right.
But we have a ton of stores. So we are officially the largest brick and mortar specializing in CBD worldwide. So we have three international stores. We have 610 stores in the U.S. with 17 of them right now in Massachusetts. I believe 16 is operational.
Nice.
And then we have an additional 50 stores that will be opening up in the next about 6 months.
That's awesome.
So it tells you it's a reputation of the company itself. Sure. It's growing at a rapid rate. It tells you the products work very well.
Yeah,
absolutely. Very cool.
I was thinking, because for me, I'm one of those consumers that we were talking a bit off camera was, if you don't know exactly what you're trying to heal or what you're trying to accomplish with consuming CBD, then you're just going to be running loops.
Correct.
Right. So maybe if you can tell a little bit about, you know, before you even consider it, like, what are you using it for? You know,
I usually, when I speak to people at the store, it's, what do you plan on using it for? Mm-hmm. Because first you want to gauge what are they planning to get out of just using CBD, but it's identifying any discomforts. I mean, we all deal with all sorts of discomforts, whether they're emotional or physical discomforts. So the idea is to try to get back to being you. You're not going to get this euphoric effect.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not going to be, you know, I hear from some people, they can feel drowsy. For some people,
drowsy,
I do say some people are kind of anxious, or it depends on the tension you may have. And then when you're feeling balanced and you're coming down to that calm state, it can feel like you're naturally just tired.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the interesting thing. So we go over quite a bit. Consultation in our store is probably anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes, maybe 30, depending on how many questions, or if you need to hear something multiple times before it sticks in your head. But the idea is there's no rushing. You come in, it's quite relaxing and welcoming when you come to the store as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So for anyone that doesn't know, we're located on 91 Stafford Street, in Worcester, so I'm right in across the street from Webster Square Plaza.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
Very nice. Nice, very nice.
I'll have to give you a visit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Can't wait.
Yes. Awesome. What else? I mean, so talking about the stigma, though, and kind of...
Yeah, it's knowing the difference in cannabis plants.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we call it brother, sister, cousin plant. So marijuana is known as that female plant that's just high in THC,
mm-hmm.
and it's low in CBD.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have industrial hemp that's high in CBD and low in THC. So for any of the process that we have, so what I was showing you earlier was our broad spectrum products,
mm-hmm.
they're non-detectable levels of THC. So for anyone that just doesn't like the idea of THC, there is a product for you that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with the QR codes and looking at those lab results, you'll be able to identify there's non-detectable levels of THC in our products.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah.
For people that are interested in a little THC, it's not going to get you high, but I like to explain that THC can amplify the effects of how CBD benefits the user.
Mm-hmm.
The legal limit's 0.3%. So you're still not getting high. It's just a matter of it's just the trace amount that could be beneficial for you.
Right.
And I do believe that's something that might be bigger in the future. But the nice part about it, you can look at those lab results and see how much THC you're getting. So
exactly.
We do have a strawberry flavored tincture at our store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those, I looked up lab results for a customer while they were in the store. There was 0.12% THC. So he knew instantly, okay, this is really not going to do much for me. Okay, I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And since then, they've been an ongoing customer that's been around the store for about 3 months. So
that's awesome.
That's the beauty about how it works. So just to show them some of the products, and they've used broad spectrum in the past, but now they're like, okay, full spectrum's here, and this makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. Wow.
They'll work with it. So that's what's nice.
So you said a lot of the customers that come in are 40 plus. And
yes.
That's actually kind of, I think, where the stigma lies, where people think that CBD is THC. So do they come in kind of, obviously they're curious and open-minded to it?
Some, yeah, I would say that. Some are. There's other people that just come in because their friends use it and it works.
Okay.
So there's that idea as well. So we try to kind of consider an idea of what's going to work best. So, you know, you use the product and you're sharing it. The idea was, how can we reward you? So we do have a loyalty system in store that's pretty cool as well. So
nice. It
allows people to come in, sign up. They can get coupons. There's not a ton. It's not overbearing.
Mm.
But it's the idea that when you're ready to re-up on your CBD, you can look. You have a coupon. So come to the store and why not pick them up? You know, pick up your CBD. And then
awesome.
As far as a referral system, it's give 10, get 10. So you get these cards in the store. You can hand them to a friend or a loved one and say, hey, I know you're interested in CBD. Try this product.
Sure.
That's awesome.
They can come to the store. They'll get $10 off. You get a $10 credit. So
right.
There's
cool.
a nice reward system in place as well.
Excellent. Well, guys, you have to go check it out. Where in Stafford Street again, you said?
91 Stafford Street.
91 Stafford Street, your CBD store. Visit Alex there, please. Lots of great products, and all of them are lab tested. So bring your phone so you can scan the QR code and check for yourself right there.
Absolutely.
And where can we find you online as well?
Facebook is probably the easiest
for
the most part. But I do have a website, which is Worcester466 at CBDRX4U.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alex. Thank you for coming to speak with us. We'll be back soon with John from Flickr World.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, I'm Patience Hemingway. Join me each and every Sunday as I present In the Spirit on Gospel Gold, where we meditate on the sweet words of God and breathe in His Spirit. Hemingway. Join me as I present In the Spirit on Gospel Gold on Unity 97.9, Worcester's Community Connection.
You don't know my... Knowing your breasts can save your life. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Unity Radio is streaming at WUTY979FM.org. We'd like to thank our listeners and supporters.
Sunshine Sign Company. Architectural fabricators, corporate communicators. For more information, visit sunshinesign.com. Central Mass Safety Council. To learn more, visit centralmasafety.org. And Trislin Design. Visit trislindesign.com.
Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection.
And just like the old days, Eddie's Flooring America has gone full circle. I'm Howie, and Eddie has decided to bring back furniture. Yes, leather furniture. Check out our newest department featuring leather. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, and all at Eddie's famous low, low prices.
And welcome back to Cannabis 101 on Unity Radio, Worcester's Community Connection on 979 FM. I'm Lauren Prey, your host, and we're here with our special guest host, Leandro, and our special guest, Jonathan.
Hey.
Hey, welcome.
How's it going?
Welcome Excellent. Back. Long time no see, man.
I know, right? Every day I hang out with this guy. We work together now. So.
I know. I'm really curious if you're going to get sick of me or not. Or when is the day that you're going to snap on me?
I don't know, man. Freshman year, we met in high school. So
known you for Dang. Over 10 years.
Wait, when 14. Was high school? When was freshman year in high school?
14 years old, I was.
We were 14? That's how old we are.
Or 15, now? Sorry. You're right.
Okay.
Absolutely right. Fifth, I was fifth. I met you when I was 15.
Yeah. 15.
But still.
And now you're 24?
Oh, man.
Just kidding. Thank you. You had to do that one, didn't you?
He's okay, so Leandro thought I was like 35. Oh, so no, I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
Oh,
so.
Man.
You Untrue.
No, he did. No, he did.
Where was your... Where was your
hey, Lauren. How old are you? You're 35, oh, right?
I, that was,
no. I almost choked on smoke, I but said, it's okay. That's right.
He's definitely.
Oh, God.
But no, all good.
I'm going to hear that for the rest of my life now.
That's okay. I'll have to pump my face with fillers and I'll be fine. Just kidding.
CBD.
That's, yeah, it's all the CBDs. I'm going to be taking CBD good baths.
Good thing we have enough CBDs.
I know. And thank you so much, Alex. We got some coupons. So I'm going to be heading over to your CBD store.
Your CBD.
Yeah.
For my CBD.
One time I used CBD. I actually think for me, it actually worked really well. I was like really feeling like frustrated. I was like anxious and I was like overwhelmed. And I went to go buy some like Gatorade and they were selling like little CBD packets. And I was like, you know what? Let me just try it. Let me see if it works. And then all of a sudden I was at work and I was dancing around and they were like, dang, you were just in a bad mood. And I was like, maybe it does work. So I think for me, it was just, I was in a really, like I took them and I just started to feel like the world was much better. So
nice.
I think it can work. It just, again, like you're right. If you're looking for,
I think you have
to
have like an ailment. I honestly think you can't just go into it like Alex said, trying to get high or feel euphoric. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's much different.
John made a joke one time a while ago about gummies and how they may or may not work. It was like, man, if this doesn't work, I'm going to have to smoke a gummy or something.
Exactly.
That was fun.
Classic.
But yeah, so I don't know.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah,
man.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So how did you two get involved in the cannabis industry?
Oh, man. So I guess we'll go back to when it first like really started. Mm-hmm. I kind of came up with the idea, I called him on, Snapchat. And I was like, look at this thing, dude. I swear this is a good idea. I think that we have something here. And then he was like, what is it? And I was like, it's a lighter fidget spinner. And he was like,
genius.
What? And then I went home. I started like drilling holes in like the lighters, putting bearings in there. I took them off the old fidget spinners. And then I showed him the very first one. And he was like, oh, I see what you're talking about. Like, let's get on this. And then so like, that's like when they really started to go. And then we were like, what do we really want to target? Like, we don't really want to be connected with cigarettes and people use lighters. And I was like, man, then I think he might have said it, or we just, cannabis industry, we grow up using it and partaking. So we thought it was definitely a good way to kind of like, you know, give the cannabis user a new identity with a lighter rather
100%.
Than like having just a classic Bic lighter. Now when people see it, they're going to say, oh,
it's fancy. It's
you're
cool.
A flicker smoker or a flicker.
Right. Always have this thing that if I see you on the street and then, you know, I see you flicking your flicker lighter, then I'm like, okay, I know exactly what's going through your, like, I know your archetype in a way.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of breaking the stigma and then redefining the industry. You know, I mean, it's Prohibition 2.0 where we're at the roots of it and we can kind of shape it the way we want, especially here in Mass.
Yeah.
And it's just exciting to be part of. I mean,
then going to like events, we went to NECAN, we started meeting people. Everybody in the industry is so friendly. Like, everybody
awesome
wants you
Pete's
to
right.
Like succeed. I haven't had one person really being like really rude or insulting. Anything at all. It's like, it's very interesting. So I think that's what also really kept us kind of wanting to move forward in that in that space more than anything else, because now's the time. Everybody
Absolutely.
Who's listening, you should take a chance and really look into either helping it or being a part of it, because it's here, you know.
Yeah, make the jump, folks.
Yeah.
Are you guys hiring for sales folks? Anyone out there for looking for maybe an internship?
Internships.
100%.
Reach out, guys.
Yeah.
Just email
again
info at flickrworld.com. That's FLKRWRLD. info@flickrworld.com.
Yeah.
And we had a few interns already. We just hired a sales guy, and it's a scalable product. So if you come and apply your skills.
Dispensaries out there, think about that too.
Dispensaries.
White label these.
We envision something where everybody every shop would want to have their name around.
Oh yeah, these are cool. They're so cool.
We also have a couple ambassadors too that are here in Boston
that help us
out. So
yeah, absolutely.
Instagram name tags, it would be easier to do
we'll do Instagram.
Yeah, so we'll definitely tag them. But Louis Bags.
Louis Bags has been helping us out a lot. Nice. Reposting. Coach Matt Bergen.
Yeah,
Coach Matt Bergen. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I've seen your stuff.
He was here at the
he was at the Harvest Cup.
Yes.
And he had a booth, actually.
And he fell in love with the flicker. Sorry,
fell
in love
awesome.
With it. And he was running around and he was like showing people for us. I was like, oh man, you are an ambassador for sure. So like,
nice.
Let's get this. And then
JB
at Fail Academy.
Fail Academy.
What's Fail Academy?
Fail Academy is his I guess not. I don't want to say alter ego, but his way of his contribution, I guess, in this current phase of his life, of telling people to fail often. It's you should fail this, fail that. So
Do as many things as you
can. Yeah, if you fail, then you're just one step closer to the final outcome.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But he's been doing free video work and just there on calls with us and pro bono work. So
thank you, man. Wow.
Yeah, he's hustling and he sees the future, and he's definitely along with us on the ride. So like you said, interns, people who really feel like they can just kind of contribute to us. And we're very small, but we have a lot of potential and like adding on to products. We've had designs in the pipeline. Like we're ready to like.
Yeah, we've had a lot of what do you call it, cross marketing where
cross promotion, collaboration.
Yeah.
It's all a team effort. Shout out
to going to your point about breaking the stigma, especially for the 40-year-old, what do you call it, boomers? Are they
Technically, I mean, they're called boomers.
But
I mean,
Gen X?
Gen X is us, I believe.
Why? I mean, we're millennials. Maybe you're Gen Z. I don't know.
You're young. I'm not Gen Z. I look like a boomer, I guess.
Oh.
But that's okay.
You're fired.
Gen Z is a compliment, actually. You're younger than me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyways, Different Leaf. Different Leaf is a magazine.
I love Different Leaf. Right? Yes, Michael Cusack. And also, oh my gosh, congratulations, Britt Smith just launched her new podcast on Different Leaf.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
I saw that. Yep.
So check it out. She's going to be covering all the stuff that's in the magazine.
Wow.
It's on Fridays. So when you're on your way home, commuting, check it out. She has it on Stitcher. It's on SoundCloud, Spotify, anywhere
check
you
out.
Can listen to it.
Pot Guide. Check out Pot Guide.
Potguide.com.
They're based out of Colorado as well. And we made it to their list. If you go onto the website, we can share the link later.
Yeah.
To the list of top gifts to buy someone.
Yeah.
Top 10 gifts.
Top gifts.
Honestly,
of 2020.
These are sweet gifts. This should be in your Easter basket for St. Patrick's Day next week.
420 all month.
All month, 420. My birthday is in 420, guys. So
nice.
Well, in 420, the month of 420.
Okay.
Aries, April 14th, keep in mind.
Yeah.
14th, gotcha.
Mine's coming up too, March 27th.
Oh, are you an Aries?
Yeah, I'm an Aries.
Nice.
Aries is
natural born leader.
Exactly. We're trying.
So we're the first people that everyone gets to see fail. Fail as many times as you can, right?
No, absolutely.
JB's going to come rescue you guys.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, JB. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to give you a follow and check you out.
There was somebody else that I was going to mention that was at the Harvest Cup. Yeah, there's so many people that we're like bumping into, and that's like the fun part about this is the small like community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like we mentioned before, Vegas,
very
large, and it's like I feel like right now we're the ones in the forefronts in Boston,
mm-hmm.
and eventually people will be coming to Boston. They're like, wow, Boston's cannabis industry is so big. We're the.
It's really it's really us like small little micro folks that like everyone sees, but.
Yeah. So,
Kai.
Oh, Kai from Dab Crate.
He's been there for us. He's seen us. He's the first person we met at NECAN last year. First person I met. First cannabis person I met last year.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, "What do you think about this, dude?" And, I'm like, and then he's like, "Well, yeah, it looks cool. I see where you want to go. Come back to me."
That was the Frankenstein. That was the original fat bearing, like lighter, like first glued on and just started showing around. It was really cool.
But yeah, I mean,
I love those ones.
I was just from scratch, like. The personal marketing and this brand building when you are self-funding your startup, if you don't have much money to do marketing, the best thing to do is go out and shake hands, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Shake hands, kiss babies, wave from the convertible. That's what you have to do. No, that's literally how I know you guys. That's how everyone knows you. That's how you've gotten the product in so many people's hands, and you've created this mysterious buzz of the Wizard of from the guy in behind the curtain. It's awesome.
Yeah, come find us and we'd go on any podcast, and we want to like get to know more people and influence them and stuff. But
absolutely.
You mentioned about working together. Like it was definitely different because a lot of people always say you should never work with your best friend. Like don't start a business and really be careful. But I don't think that's how we feel so far. For me at least, I'm hoping. I'm just joking. No, but
all good. I mean,
so far. Good.
It's just kind of like one of these things where you have to be willing to learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Leandro likes to mention it, different hats. Sometimes you have to be, we're friends like 99% of the time, but then there's sometimes it's like you put your business hat on and it's like, bro, come on. And then it's like, I have to be, put my business hat on and say, yes, I messed up. Like not as a friend, I'm not taking it as very personal. It's just more of like, you're right. I need to make Flickr be better. And same with him. We have to like really communicate with each other. And I think that when people start with friends, that's the hard part. They don't know how to turn those things off, I guess.
Very good point. You need to set those expectations like and have that talk with your friend. And it's weird because you are friends, you have good times together, but business and friendship, those are completely separate things.
Yeah.
And you definitely don't want to hurt the friendship, but just realize that you're entering a whole new relationship when you go into business with your friend, and you don't know how everybody works uniquely. Like I was just telling John the other day that, you know, Lauren is uniquely wired to be productive in your own way, like with your radio show and, you know, all your side ventures, and I'm uniquely productive to do whatever I do to make this happen, and John's uniquely productive to, you know, be creative with this, because this would have never crossed my mind. I would have never thought about this.
No.
No, never.
It's the magic, the yin and yang, and balance.
I was like, this we need to make this happen. Yeah. That was my thing.
Very cool.
And it's definitely a level of when it's like just an idea to when it's like a legit business. Because when it was just an idea, it seemed like it was so simple. But then when it gets a business, you're getting people to recognize you, and then you're like, how do we want them to look at us? How do we want them to remember Flicker Lighter and our like dynamics with each other? We always want them to feel comfortable. Like we want to invite like creativity, entrepreneurship. This guy's a savage. He's so entrepreneurial. Like that's why I needed to steal some of his, but I would never be able to do it without him, and vice versa. So
yeah, no, I love it.
I think that's why it's cool. But yeah, working together is fun. I think we're doing a good job. We'll see how it goes, and I think that we're gonna be meeting some really cool people. So
yeah, we have so far. This is amazing.
Well, thank you. I mean, you guys are doing an amazing job. You guys are all over the place, and known across the U.S. If you guys are pot guides, telling people to buy your product, put it in presents.
That is cool. I never thought about that.
It's pretty neat. Yeah. It's really cool.
Come back to Arizona soon, man.
Yeah.
You guys. Yeah. So you guys met in Arizona, right?
Yeah. Sunny Slope High School, right?
Sunny Slope.
Hey, that was '09.
Man, that was class of 2009.
Wow.
High school.
Yeah.
And we still have. I mean, that thing where your high school buddies. You know, you still love them, but you just lose that relationship because they're just in the same rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And then going back to seeing that same rhythm, it's, I don't know. I feel really grateful to be able to have this experience and an opportunity to, you know, go out the comfort zone and really create something from scratch. You know, and I mean, we know common friends from high school, man. We're like, man, you can do better with your life. You can absolutely do better with your life, but you're not. And maybe we can do that. We can bring this back to them.
They're probably watching you and being inspired, and maybe it's kind of irking them a little bit.
Hopefully.
But
I want that. Arizona's growing. Arizona's growing in the cannabis industry as well. I tell them all the time.
I think it's medical that only there right now,
but
though.
You just have to lay the groundwork. And then once you get to that point where it's like, okay, it's recreational, you want to be
ahead of the curve. Yeah.
You don't want to wait until it's like, okay, yes, it's good to go. Because somebody else has already been running down that line. And it's like they're going to shoot right past you. And you're like,
100%.
Yeah, why did I wait? And then it's like, no, don't. Like, if it's. It's again, it's something that I think that people should just take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You'll learn and you'll love it.
Yeah.
You know what I wanted to share too is with things like this, if you really want to make something happen, it's generally, and if you're listening to this or if you're in a first world country, you have all the resources you could ever want.
We have the internet.
You have
we
the internet.
Make anything.
You have now anybody can start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go on Instagram. The playing
TikTok
field is TikTok. Playing field is leveled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all the resources. I just think you're not being resourceful enough. Resourceful is the key word. And
I think people get in their own way, though. I think that's honestly, personally, my biggest issue.
Oh, yeah?
Before you post something, you get in your head.
Uh-huh.
And it's, Gary Vee yells at everybody, don't think about it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, it's seriously, it's a huge thing.
So
I think that is debilitating to folks.
How do you get past that?
Don't care. And yeah, that's the biggest thing. Don't care. Don't think about what other people are going to think. Get your message across, and that's exactly what you two are doing.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely had the beginning when it was like posting something. I was like, should we post this?
Right?
What should we write? What should we say? What should we do?
Just cover my face. Yeah. Blur my face up.
And then now it's just like, you know what? Just send it. Ah, whatever.
Exactly.
It's
you can archive it.
Yeah.
And it's cool too that you can see the analytics on Instagram if people send it, save it. So
super fancy.
Know what you're doing, good, bad, and different. Have you guys had a high school reunion yet?
We did, actually. We missed it.
How was that?
It was on the Freedom Rally, the same weekend or something.
Oh,
and
so we were launching our beta,
the 3D printed ones.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the first booth that you guys have ever launched to?
That was a soft.
That was awesome. That was really cool.
We did. Oh, man, that was so. And I always, he liked to say, collector items, the ones now, if you look on the bottom, it'll say SM6.8.
Yeah.
You are one of the
first
original
thousand.
Yeah, first
oh my gosh
thousands.
I have to check. I have mine in the car. I'll have to check which one I have.
Yeah.
Mine's white and it's a little bit bigger, so I think I probably have 6.6.
That's true.
Who knows? a few editions before that
if
one.
You have yours, post about it. We want to know how you like it and just share it and
let's
if there's
see
any feedback
it.
Yeah, please. We want to hear the feedback. Like now it's
true,
because we talk to some people when we like calls we have with like potentials, clients and stuff like that, but they're like, oh, I'm playing with it right now. Love it. Like,
I'm playing with it right now.
Yeah. So you want to really see, like, why do you like playing with it? What makes you feel, how does it make you feel when you use it? It's different. It has the fire. It just has a nice texture. So, but again, we want to hear from the people rather than ourselves, because we're in love with it more than anything else. So it's like, we want to hear other people feeling some sort of way about it, even if it's negative. Let us know what you don't like about it. Like,
please.
Like, so true. Yeah, no. How are you going to improve if you don't hear back?
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, these ones like are like butter. Before, I mean, sometimes I go, woo, and it was a little, like you said, it was clunky. But no, it's so much different now. Mm-hmm. It's excellent.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, my pleasure.
2020, man. It's going to be a big year, dude.
Yeah.
It definitely will be for you guys.
It's a crazy year. Like you said, keep your hands clean now.
Exactly. So can we get these online, just a one-off? I can purchase this and go with that one.
Yep. So you actually have to go to the website at Flickr Lighter. So FLKRLYTR.com.
Okay.
You can also find the link on the Instagram. It'll be like right under the picture.
Awesome.
But that's where you would order it. If you want, you can DM us directly and we can work something out like that. But
maybe they can
sign
it for you guys. Think about that. That'd be really cool.
That would be kind of cool. Hey, what's the next? Oh, the event got canceled.
Yeah, NECAN.
There's gonna be.
We can have a Zoom call with everybody and pretend we're at NECAN.
Right.
We throw another Freedom Rally at the Boston.
A digital NECAN. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Well, there's gonna be a Freedom Rally.
No.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
It should. Yes. I mean, obviously, Corona's gonna die down. Hopefully, all the things that they're postponing is a great reason, because it's gonna avoid all the hysteria. And if no one gets sick, big deal, because maybe the reason why no one got sick is because they postponed the stuff. So
exactly.
True. It's better safe than sorry. Stay home, get toilet paper, make sure you have some canned goods, even if you can't go to work.
Fruits and veggies.
Some green vibrance.
Absolutely.
Leave it in your fridge.
Yeah.
Can't have that out. But yeah, absolutely. Stay healthy, folks. And Hill Dog, we miss you. I hope you're feeling better.
Feel better.
Yeah, we love you. But
rematch.
Next time, right?
Definitely next time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you guys are going to have to come back on. Alex, you're going to have to come back on for sure.
Yeah,
local.
Our
bud.
Last thing.
Before we go,
We have a giveaway that we're doing at Flickr Lighter.
Thank you.
And so it works. It's pretty simple. Once we hit 1,000 followers, we're going to give away a beautiful bong, which we call the Scientist.
What?
Now, to subscribe, you have to text Flickr Round. So that's FLKRRO. Flickr Round to number 484848. So that's 3x48. And then once you win, if you win, you get your name personalized on your own Flickr.
What?
And we'll mail it to you. And please join.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll share that too later on, just so you guys can see that and follow back up with that, because I'm going to enter a couple times.
Yeah.
Me out of that one.
Probably you have an old alias name.
Yeah.
Juicy, CBDLP, Candace Barbie.
I like
all
that.
Of them. All right, Lauren, stop entering.
All right, we'll just make you one. Here's yours now.
Yeah, you won.
All right, cool. Thank you. Well, thank you both for coming and speaking with us and letting us know more about you and the business and your entrepreneurial spirit.
Thank you for hosting. It's been amazing.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Alex. You all have been listening to Cannabis 101 on Newly Radio, Worcester's Community Connection on 979 FM. Thank you.